Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Disciples had come back from ministering, and the devils were just going out, checking out when they ministered, and they were so happy. And they came to Jesus, and Jesus said, hey, don't be happy. The devils are leaving. He said, instead, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, hey, don't be moved by what you see. Be moved by what you know. But this is what's most important. Then the Bible says he rejoiced in the spirit. But it was not for himself. Oh. Did you notice? He rejoiced in the spirit, not for himself. He was happy that those who were receptive to the word were receiving revelation. That means God is excited when the revelation is coming to you. Think about it. He's not the one receiving revelation and he's rejoicing in the spirit. The word rejoicing there is he jumped in the spirit. But he's not the one receiving it. How much more the person receiving the revelation? If God would jump and be excited about something, it must be important. To God, casting out devils is nothing. He said, don't be happy about it. I took it as an instruction. So if I cast out devils, I'm not boasting about it. There's nothing to be happy about. I just say, don't be happy, so don't be happy. Say, just call the devil, peace. He said, rejoice at the word. Rejoice at revelation. Listen, and he showed it. He was happy. God is happy to bring his word to you. He is. He's happy when you're learning something new. When he's being revealed to you. He's excited about it. That means you also should be excited. Try to match his own excitement. Praise the Lord. Isn't God so kind? He can be happy, so happy for someone else. Did you notice? So happy for someone else that he jumped. You know, at times we jump when something good happens to us, but someone else says, oh, I just thank God. But that's not the way of Jesus. The word was coming to them, and he started thanking God on their behalf. Jumping in the spirit on their behalf. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. That was really nice. Thank you, PK. You have your seat. Really great. Really, really great. So now I just think, okay, firstly, I was very, very happy when I'm getting revelation from the word. And if I get it, hallelujah. All right. But it's still MMCM. I was talking about light. And one of the things we learned yesterday was Jesus brought something. All right. He said, I am come that they might have life. He brought life. All right? Those, the Jews, you search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life. That's 5 verse 39, book of John. It says, but you will not come. Yeah, they will testify of me. Praise the Lord. And you will not come to me so you'll have life. So he brought life. All right? He didn't come empty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. And the Bible says in him was light. All right? And the life was the light of men. Praise the Lord. And the light shines in darkness. And darkness cannot comprehend. The word comprehend there, you can think it means understand. No. It means darkness cannot stop it. Do you understand? All right. So you notice he says life is light. Did you notice? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said in John 11 verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. And then he said, I am the light of the world. So true light is life. Praise the Lord. So he brought life and he brought light. Glory to God. You know, I like meditating on that so much. Because it says the light shines and darkness cannot comprehend it. And so if the word of God is light, that means the word of God is spoken and nothing can stop it. No darkness is too big to consume the word. Once the word shows up, pew, the darkness is gone. It could be darkness in your body in terms of sickness. Are you in this place? Once the word comes, pew, it's gone. Praise the Lord. It could be darkness in terms of confusion. But once the word comes, do you understand this thing? It says darkness cannot overtake it, comprehend it, overcome it. Nothing is too big for the word. Praise the Lord. So he came with life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you hear the word of God, life is coming to you. Yes. Do you know life can be heard? Yes. Life can be seen. Yes. Life can be looked upon. Yes. Life can be handled. Yes. Yes. Wait. Amazing. Life can be heard. Meaning that life can be given to someone through their ears. I'm not just saying it, it's in the word. 1 John 1. Let's go there. So if something was dead in your body, there's something you can listen to, and life will enter inside of you. Are you in this place? Someone can say, you know, at times I try to read, but understand, like my brain is dead. Life can enter inside. Listen to this. Listen to this. This one is great. Jesus goes to Lazarus too. The man is dead. So I think if you can hear life, you need to be alive for the ears to hear. So speaking life, he says darkness cannot overcome it. No death can overcome it. Even if in the presence of death, when you speak life, the ears will have to respond. So he goes in front of Lazarus' tomb. He said, Lazarus, as though he could hear him. Are you understanding this stuff? As though he could hear him. He said, Lazarus, come out. Now remember, they wrapped the guy like Moi Moi to bury him. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. I want to show you the power of God's word. Let me tell you something. At times, you need to know what God's word can do, so you will see it work in your life. They wrap the guy up, put him in the tomb. Jesus didn't say, all right, roll the stones away. That's the only thing he helped with. He didn't say, unwrap him. No. Martha complained, he was already smelling. He said, Lazarus, come out. And the Bible says, the dead man came out. Hold on. That is not even the big deal. The big deal is, it was after he came out that Jesus said, loose him. That means that as he was wrapped, but the word came, he had to jump out. He had to jump out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are people that say they've tied my destiny in the village. Forget about it. When the word comes, hey! Praise the Lord. The word of God doesn't recognize limitations. Are you in this place? The Bible tells us that they arrested Peter. Acts chapter 12. Put him in the prison. They chained his hands. Kept him there. The angel of God appeared in the prison. The Bible says he just touched the guy. Oh dear. He didn't even talk about the chains. He didn't touch the chains. Do you understand? He came to pick the guy up. He just touched the guy and the chains broke. Not just that. They were moving. They got to the entrance of the cell, the prison. And the Bible says there was a big gate covering it. The angel did not talk to the gate. Did not recognize the gate. Reko sutabarabaya. Repakase keleba. Amen. You know, there are people that they've been held back. Do you understand? They know. Others might think they're making progress, but they know it's like they've been held back. You know, in business, in life, they move forward, they move backwards. It's like they're in that prison. When the word of God comes, when your word comes, praise the Lord. No limitation is big enough for the word. None whatsoever. If you have been bound, the world doesn't recognize the chains. It doesn't. Just tells you, hey, arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. He doesn't care what's holding you back. He says, arise, shine. In the name of Jesus, you're listening to me now. I say, arise. I say, shine. In Jesus' mighty name. No limitations. Shine, 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 shine. Leave that level. You have been freed in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, he says, who is that mountain before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain.
Receive that word in Jesus' mighty name. Take it. That mountain is a plain. Now walk right through. Move forward. Make progress. Be increased in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, you have an uncompleted project, but you're not doing it because you're afraid of the economy. You're not sure if you put money here now. Something. But the Bible says God was not happy with them, that they had stopped the project of his house. So he sent prophets. Are you in this place? He sent prophets with the word of God. And when they heard the word of God, they were encouraged. This is the word of God to you. In the name of Jesus, that fear is gone. All the resources you require, they are gravitating towards you now. Receive it. Do not fear. Go on. Finish your project in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus read from Isaiah 61. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. Then he said, he has anointed me to liberate the bruised. There are those that have been brokenhearted. You have been hurt. And you have put yourself in a cage. You see that? You have refused to believe anymore. You've put yourself in a cage. But Jesus came to liberate the bruised. Those that have been wounded, there's liberation for you. Those that have been brokenhearted, there's healing for you. If you're here right now and you have limited yourself because you first you were hurt, get free. Get free. Get free. You are delivered in Jesus' mighty name. Receive wholeness. Receive soundness in the mighty name of Jesus. It's yours. Take it, take it, take it. Reko suta barada, reda soto, likara barababa, rebo suka barababa, reba soto libadeshra, rike sote barababa, lakosa namana. Amen. There is so much counseling and motivation can do. When a man is in prison, he's a captive. What he needs is deliverance. And only the power of the word can cause that deliverance. So the Bible says, Jesus said, that same Luke 4. He said, the Spirit of God had anointed him to deliver the captives. The people that have been captured by some habits. It's beyond just talking. Are you in this place? It has become, you know, you've become a prisoner to that habit or that bad behavior. You've tried. You've tried. You keep falling into it. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive the word of God to you. In the name of Jesus, whatever has held you back, in the name of Jesus, you are loose, 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 in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. There's another set of people. It's your mind, your thoughts. You can't control what comes in. You see, and the truth is, you can spend time with God's word and that will help, but there is, you know, the power of God's Spirit that can cause a change right now. And that's what's going to be released to you. You can't control your thoughts. You know, you have the wrong thoughts. Maybe you've been watching the wrong things. So, unannounced, the wrong things come to you. At times you're listening to God's word, but those thoughts come to you. At times it could be thoughts, fears, worries. In the name of Jesus. Bako sekele brado sarabande. Reko suka bababa. Reko sote barababa. Reko devil. Take your evil thoughts out of their lives in Jesus' name. Your mind is blessed in the name of Jesus. Your thoughts are blessed in the name of Jesus. Vain thoughts removed from you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.